San Jose, Oakland. It's enjoy it.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A judge is blocking major portions of Arizona's controversial immigration enforcement law, saying it intrudes on the federal government's exclusive authority to police immigration. A federal judge in Phoenix has blocked several portions from taking effect tomorrow, including the warrantless arrest of suspected illegals, and requiring police to determine the immigration status of people they stop. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
Now they've got this temporary injunction. They need to step up, the feds do, and do the job that they have responsibility to do for the people of America and for the people of Arizona.
An appeal is likely. The federal corruption case against ousted Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has gone to the jury in Chicago.
The most serious charges, such as bribery, extortion, racketeering, carry prison sentences of up to 20 years. But because of federal sentencing guidelines, in the event that Blagojevich is convicted, most experts figure he's looking at somewhere in the range of 10 years or so.
ABC's Chris Bury in Chicago. Hundreds of firefighters are trying to contain a pair of wildfires north of Los Angeles. ABC's Clayton Sandell is in Tehachapi, California.
There are two fires burning in Kern County, California right now. The first, called the Wells Fire, is just over 1,230 acres and has destroyed at least 30 to 40 homes. Hundreds of people have been evacuated from this area. And then in northern Kern County, in Sequoia National Forest, another fire that has destroyed six homes. It is up to about 11,000 acres.
ABC's Clayton Sandell in Tehachapi, California. Police in Slovenia are holding the man they say created a virus that infected 12 million computers worldwide. The 23-year-old is allegedly behind the Mariposa virus that created a botnet, a network of infected computers, machines, and half the Fortune 500 companies were infected. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow was off 38, the Nasdaq down 23. You're listening to ABC News.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
Now I can stop pain from any angle with no mess.
New Icy Hot Spray. The fast-acting, long-lasting, no-mess spray with Shaq Strength Relief. For back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. Sprays on evenly from any angle. No need to rub it in. Gets icy to dull pain, hot to relax it away.
And keep it away. Because to dominate the competition, I've got to dominate the pain.
New Icy Hot Spray.
Don't mess around with pain.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Experience exhilaration. Honda Performance lives in our race cars and in the Accord and Civic Coupes. Try one out for yourself right now during Honda Performance Days and go to shophonda.com to sign up for your chance to take a pace lap and be on course to start an IndyCar race in the Izod IndyCar two-seater, driven by Mario Andretti.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends September 5th, 2010 at midnight Eastern Time. Subject to official rules available at shophonda.com. Odds of winning depend on the number of eligible entries received.
Despite the ease of eBay shopping, don't give up on yard sales.
Rick Norsigian of Fresno, California, is an antique collector.
I went to a yard sale to look at an old barber chair.
Instead, he eyed a box full of glass negatives of nature pictures. Bought them for $45. That was 10 years ago. Norsigian says they've since been authenticated as the work of famed nature photographer Ansel Adams. Art appraiser David Street says they're for real.
Multiple experts working for over 10 years to prove this, to authenticate it.
Possibly worth $200 million.
ABC's Larry Jacobs. Representatives of Adams' estate, though, call this an unfortunate fraud. The always colorful president of Iran says it's time for his country's married couples to get busy.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is urging, even paying his country, to make more babies. A new policy to encourage population growth is reportedly offering $950 per child, plus a stipend each year until the age of 18. It reverses Iran's longtime policy of trying to limit large families. Iran's population of 75 million is overwhelmingly young, more than 60% under the age of 30, putting a strain on jobs and social services. Lara Satrakian, ABC News, Dubai.
The only thing missing for David Hasselhoff at his roast this Sunday night will be the sand and those red-orange swimsuits. A lot of his co-stars from Baywatch will be there. Pam Anderson's one of the official roasters. The roast of David Hasselhoff airs next month on Comedy Central. This is ABC News.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
KGL Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm John Bristow. Here's what's happening. Governor Schwarzenegger today ordered state workers to take more unpaid furlough days. This goes into effect Sunday. The policy won't end till lawmakers pass a 2010-11 budget. The legislature reconvenes on Monday. This time, the order exempts employees who work for departments that collect revenue. The new eastern span of the Bay Bridge about to get one step closer to completion this afternoon as crews lift the first sections of the bridge's tower into place. Let's get a KGO traffic check. Here's Terry Rouse.
San Leandro, North 880 after 238. Boxes of piping in the two right lane. San Francisco, South 101 at Paul Avenue. Watch out for a slow-moving Caltrans closure in the right lane. It's slow for about a half a mile. Long drive ahead. Pull over for a 5-hour energy. People choose 5-hour energy over 6 million times a week to get past that sleepy, groggy feeling. One sip is all it takes, so why drive tired when you can drive with energy? 5-hour energy. Try it today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Bay Area forecast. Sunshine this afternoon. Highs from the upper 50s. Oceanside to near 80 inland. More overcast tonight. Lows in the 50s. Cloudy tomorrow morning with patchy fog, otherwise sunny and a little warmer. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. All right, you're going to have to put down your lunch for the first three stories. I can't help it. Sometimes medicine, well, you know, takes that little twist. I've been asked about this. Is this possible? A disabled man here, Austrian man, eaten to death by maggots while his partner slept beside him. He died in the ambulance on the way to a hospital in Vienna. The maggots devouring his back. Shocking hygiene, of course. His 34-year-old partner was questioned. She said he had not wanted to be washed for a long time, according to the police. They've been together for around a decade, and the victim's partner slept in the same bed up until his death. Now, he'd been paralyzed for several years following a stroke. And, you know, this is a... can grow out of a bed sores if the fly is around and lays the eggs. As you know, when you put pressure in a part of the body where there are bony prominences, especially, you kind of squish the skin and it's hard for blood to get into that point. That's why when you feel the bony parts of your body, if you're sitting or you're sleeping, you know, it gets a little irritated, so you roll over, you move around. That's the reflex. If you're paralyzed, you can't do that. I'm sure I all told you the case of a fellow I came into my office, had a bandage on. He was an Hispanic man from south of the border. We used to have a clinic where we treat people. And he had a bandage over his eye, took the bandage off, and it was just a socket. The eye itself was gone, the muscle, the fat tissue, and the socket was completely filled with maggots. And they did a beautiful job. They cleaned up, you know, all the dead tissue. There was no infection. And we just put a graft in there and artificial eye and off he went. Well, more than just off he went. Okay, this one is an unusual deal. I said, put your lunch down. All right, do not chew. Investigators go to this home where they were called, and it's called a toothbrush tampering accusation. And a man claims his mom put fecal matter on his toothbrush. Now, I don't know whether, you know, at first I saw the headline, I figured she's trying to discipline him. You don't take out the garbage, I'm gonna, right? And that usually gets a kid jumping. in our house, we had difficulty. The one threat that worked every time, I'd say, you know, I'm gonna go pull my pants down and sit on your pillow. Every kid just did whatever we wanted, I don't know if that's appropriate. Maybe that's abuse. Who knows? Anyway, the police said that she did indeed use her son's toothbrush for cleaning the bathroom. The son comes home and claims his mother applied, you know, matter to his toothbrush. And the police arrive. She admitted she used the brush for cleaning the bathroom and put it back in the holder. They cited her for harassment. And then another one. Mobile phones dirtier than toilets. Now, you know these studies. They come and they go. And they try to freak us out by telling us there's lots of germs on things. Often it's an indication that if there's lots of germs on things, there is the potential for disease-causing germs to be on the thing. But no one's ever linked that. In other words, germs are your friends. Most germs are benign. They're good. They're there. They analyzed 30 cell phones, and 7 had high or warning levels of environmental bacteria. Now, that's the term, environmental bacteria. Nice germs. And, yeah, there are some coliforms, which means ultimately those germs came from somebody or some animal's colon. But, again, most of those are benign. Didn't we talk last week about doctors actually doing this in severe gastroenteritis where you have an infection with a really nasty germ and antibiotics aren't working and nothing is working? The one case they profiled, they've done this about 15 times. They gave the woman some of her husband's coliform bacteria. Use your imagination. Anyway, they suggest here that millions of cell phones exceed the recommended acceptable levels of bacteria, not immediately harmful. Okay, you can start eating your lunch. So here's a graduate student. The graduate student is pursuing a degree in school counseling. She has deep prejudice that are central to her religion. Deep prejudice about people who are transgender, homosexuals, etc. And the school says unless she alters her central religious beliefs on human nature and conduct, she's going to be dismissed. And, you know, this is coming up more in our world today. Does this person have a right to express her fervent beliefs, which are antithetical to effective counseling? In other words, what are you going to do when someone comes in? You're supposed to counsel a person. You're a therapist. You're supposed to help the person feel better. You know, when you say something like, you know, well, you're a sinner. You're going to go to hell because my religion says that. And it's not, you know, her academic standing is fine. But because she's communicated inside and outside the classroom that she holds these specific fundamentalist convictions on matter of human sexuality. And it's considered to be improper professional disposition. And she's going to be writing programs and papers to prove that she, you know, has got all this right. And, of course, I don't want to get into her beliefs, which you can read about in the paper. And another deal here, we go again. Paris School Board, they want to teach creationism. And some of the comments here, which is the most interesting part, this is in Louisiana. Critical thinking and creationism in science classes. That doesn't go together. Board member says, we let them teach evolution to our children, but I think all of us sitting here on the school board believe in creationism. All of us on the school board believe in creationism. Why can't we get someone with religious beliefs to teach creationism in a science class? Well, because it's a science class. A religion class is fine. I told you, I had 3-4 years in high school. Great religion classes. I learned about Zoroastrianism and Jainism and learned about the Bible from the point of view of history and sociology. And I really kind of enjoyed it. Opened my mind. But in terms of science, would you therefore propose we teach alchemy in chemistry class, metaphysics in physics class, and parapsychology and psychology class? Is that where we're going because some people have beliefs in these areas? So because a person has beliefs in an area, you open up a Pandora's box where science class is teaching science. French class is teaching French. You know my feelings. Here's a test on ADHD. This is a soft diagnosis, ADHD. We've talked a lot about it. And this is kind of, actually, even though it's probably fun and you'd like to take the test, you can see that even though the answer is supposed to be like never and rarely and sometimes and often and very often, the questions, can you really say no to any of these questions? Ever have difficulty getting things in order when you have to do a task that requires organization? When you have a task that requires a lot of thought, do you ever delay getting started or avoid it? You ever distracted by activity or noise around you? Well, of course. But once again, never, rarely, sometimes, often, very often. Well, if I'm in a noisy place, I might answer very often. And it goes on and on and on. You ever feel fidgety? You ever difficulty waiting your turn in situations when taking turns required? Yeah, in an airport line. So, once again, we don't have a blood test. We don't have a specific way. That's why I always tell you to be very, very careful and always double-check, get other opinions when it comes to the diagnosis of ADHD. Arthritis and alcohol. Another study. People who drink alcohol regularly, less susceptible to severe and debilitating arthritis. Teetotalers, 4 times more likely to develop rheumatoid arthritis. That's a big number. 4 times as likely if you don't drink than people who do drink more than 10 days a month. And that's not a lot. Looked at about 1,000 people with RA, comparing them with people without it. One of those studies does not prove the cause and the effect, because remember, people who drink may be different in many other ways and other personal habits. Speaking of personal, I'm glad they're treating it this way because it highlights how important this might be. Having good social relationships, as you know, you must have heard this many times, you know, friends, marriage, children, may be every bit as important to a healthy lifestyle as quitting smoking, losing weight, taking medications. People with strong social relationships, as I mentioned, friends, marriage, kids, 50% less likely to die early. Lack of these relationships equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Low levels of social interaction equivalent to being an alcoholic. More harmful than not exercising. Twice as harmful as obesity. Bigger impact on premature death and getting an adult vaccine to prevent pneumonia by taking drugs for high blood pressure. Far more important than air pollution. So the gist of this, everything I just told you has already been known. They just culled the statistics out. Is that how can we help from a preventive medicine point of view in terms of official policy? And they have ideas here, trying to help people make friends more easily, or how to get relatives to take part in medical care, city planning that encourages interaction. The way some communities are designed, it becomes impossible. It's very difficult to study this systematically, though, and it's impossible to randomly assign people to have friends or not have friends. That's the study we need to answer the question, right? Take 10,000 people and say, okay, you on the left, all of you, go out and find some friends. The rest of you, stay home. So we do that. We don't really know. But I think it's helpful to look at it. You know, this is the kind of thing when you have an older relative, you look at assisted living, and some of these places are great. They keep people integrated, involved with other people. And, of course, your relative will complain initially. But in the end, I see many, many people really love it. Here's a direct comparison. If you got fibroids, which is extremely common in women, between a hysterectomy, which is done a lot, or uterine artery embolization. That's done without an operation where they put something in to block the artery to the fibroid, and therefore it dies. So half the people, randomly, half got a hysterectomy, half embolization. Over 5 years, they tracked the women with questionnaires about quality of life, continuing symptoms. At the end of 5 years, there was no difference in the physical or mental quality of life. More than 4 to 5 women in both groups were very satisfied with the treatment they had received. How often have you heard women call this program, I have a fibroid, the doctor wants to do a hysterectomy, and I try to steer them to these alternative therapies? But you can see the majority of doctors are still doing the hysterectomies. Now, it's not all rosy. Some women who had embolization do get some bleeding and eventually go on to have a hysterectomy. So you have to take that into account. But the odds are, you know, you'll do fine. And a hysterectomy, you know, it's major surgery. It has side effects. It affects your urinary system, your sex life, you know, goes on and on. I guess I can refer you to the complete thing here because Time Magazine, I mean, it starts out with, you know, Lohan, you know, should she go to jail? Should she have rehab and all that? And Time Magazine last week, does teen rehab cure addiction or create it? It's a must read if you got a kid with drug problems. It's a long article, but finds for certain kids that go into rehab, they become worse. They become more interested in other drugs. And the whole 12-step thing, there's not many treatments that have been the same since the 1950s, something as important as a drug rehabilitation. And it talks about the good, the bad, the ugly. And there are people who are helped by it. And 12-step seems to be good for the severe addict. But taking your kid who's smoking too much pot, putting them in a 12-step program, you could be looking for problems. Those kids wind up doing more hard drugs because they hear kids in the groups. They go, one person's say your kid's using marijuana, another kid's using this, using that, and they hear them talk about it, and the kids get curious. Ooh, I'd like to try that, right? So it's an important article, a good overview of the good, bad, and the ugly about rehab. All right, I'm going to talk to you a little later about your lucky underwear. Now, that's not the same as Heather's Get Lucky Underwear. Lucky underwear, athletes, and what we would call superstition and luck, and you'll be blown away by this. You'll be blown away by this. Cross your fingers. It'll help you. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Affordable Care Act offers important new benefits to people with Medicare. If you're enrolled in a Medicare prescription drug plan and enter the donut hole this year, you will receive a one-time tax-free $250 rebate if you are not already receiving Medicare Extra Help. After you reach the donut hole, your check will be mailed to the same address Medicare uses to send you information. No need to do anything special, and no need to give anyone your personal Medicare information if they call you. If you have any questions, visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Brought to you by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you're looking for a good place to eat, what do? You look for the parking lot with the most cars. So when you're looking to save some real money on car insurance, what do? You call GEICO. They've been the fastest growing car insurance company over the past 5 years, which means their parking lot has been filling up faster than anybody's. Guess folks really like what's on the menu. Save money. Save money. And oh yeah, save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Attention all smokers! Are you tired of smoking traditional tobacco cigarettes and spending so much money? Are you ready for a new and better smoking experience? Then it's time you join the thousands of other smokers and try Easy Smoker. That's right, Easy Smoker is the amazing new electronic cigarette they're all talking about. It feels like, looks like, and tastes like a cigarette, but it's not a cigarette. Say no to tobacco, say no to carbon monoxide, and say no to tar and nicotine. There's simply no reason to have your friends and loved ones breathe in unwanted dangerous secondhand smoke. Easy Smoker produces only an odorless vapor and can be used in places where you typically can't smoke. So say yes instead to a better way to smoke and get to try it free. That's right, we'll send you one free. Just pay shipping and processing. Easy Smoker is the smoking alternative and typically sells for over $100, but for a limited time, you get to try Easy Smoker free.
Call 1-800-509-6799 now. That's 1-800-509-6799. Or log on to EasySmoker.com and order now.
Anything's possible after a great night's sleep. And at Mancini Sleep World, we can make it happen tonight. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to save 40 to 60% on the largest selection of top brand mattresses. Curl up in a luxurious Simmons Beautyrest was $1,600, now just $698. Or how about a plush Sealy Posturepedic was $2,600, now just $798. You can even save up to $300 on the highly recommended Tempur-Pedic mattress. We've negotiated with our top manufacturers to bring you these huge savings, but only for a limited time. Money's tight? No problem. We've got a mattress to fit anyone's budget. And with no interest until 2012, the savings really add up. We make it easy so you can rest easy with free delivery, free setup, a free bed frame, and we'll even take your old mattress away, all for free. Hurry into one of our 28 stores for this limited offer. The time is now to get a healthy night's sleep. Mancini Sleep World. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's start with Mike in Manchester, Maryland. How you doing, Mike? Welcome.
I'm doing fine, Dr. Dean. My question is, my mother went to the eye doctor yesterday, and she said the doctor said she has a spot on her retina, and it was caused from bird droppings. And I was wondering if this could eventually make her go blind.
Well, Mike, that's an interesting question. An interesting question based on the story yesterday or over the weekend, rock group Kings of Leon walking off because of bird droppings and a germ-sensitive lead guitar. Oh, I see the drummer. I can't remember. And evidently one of the droppings got in his mouth, and so they walked off. So everybody's talking about, you know, the danger from bird droppings. There actually is a disease. There's three things you can get from bird droppings: cryptococcosis, histoplasmosis, and psittacosis. Psittacosis is a virus. Forget that. You get it from parrots. Very rare. But histoplasmosis, that fungus, can lodge in the retina and cause a scar. I'm kind of doubting that it's acute. It means if she just got it and it just happened, it could be more negative than if there's evidence of it. In other words, a scar that maybe has been there all along. So the question that needs to be asked of the eye doctor, is this an acute infection or an old chronic infection where the body kind of healed it in the scar? And you listen, the eye doesn't like scars. You get a scar in your retina, that's like putting something in front of the film plane in a camera. Film, can you believe I did that? In front of the sensor in your digital camera. So it's conceivable. It's conceivable. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, Dr. Dean, how are you? Teaching anatomy, and I got a question. We were talking about sperm motility, and a kid asked a great question that I couldn't answer. I've done some research, and it's all over the place on the Internet, so pros and cons. He asked, how does marijuana affect the immune system? And frankly, I'm not sure.
Yes, well, I would have to say that we are finding some immune system effects in terms of autoimmune diseases. And what's interesting is it's not the stuff in marijuana that makes people high. And this is, of course, the shame of how the government suppressed any research on marijuana, because it's not that everything medicinal in marijuana has to do with the THC molecule. There's a very fascinating molecule. The government, believe it or not, with all the hypocrisy, has tried to put a patent on this molecule, CBD. And it is anti-inflammatory in terms of people with arthritis and colitis. And it doesn't make you high. And what's even more interesting, it's the stuff that used to be more common in marijuana before we started manipulating marijuana. In other words, marijuana was just, you know, weed growing along the highways in Kansas, and it's been here a long time as a wild weed, very weak in terms of getting people high in terms of THC content, but higher in CBD content, because the original species of marijuana, sativa, had a lot of it. Now, with the new strains of marijuana that are very high in the THC, which makes people high, it's very low in CBD, so we're starting to reverse our thinking. Now, I can't say clinically there's massive studies showing marijuana, that effect on the immune system, mainly suppression of inflammation and suppression of autoimmune and, you know, these immune-type diseases. I can't say there's been a huge number of, you know, double-blind and clinical studies. Why? Because nobody's putting up the money for it, and the government makes your life miserable when you try to do it. So all that can change. As you know, there's a ballot initiative coming up, which I'm just going to wait and see how things start to shape up before we dig into it too deeply. The election, after all, is a few months away. So we'll see. A lot of things, as you found, unknown. And what I'm telling you is there are inklings, kind of inklings. All right, let's talk to nobody. Let's take a break and we'll be right back, all right? And when we do, we're going to talk about your lucky underwear. This is going to knock you over. My jaw dropped at this one. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or T-A-L-K. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Governor Schwarzenegger once again has ordered furloughs for state workers, 3 unpaid days a month starting Sunday. Arizona already has filed an appeal of today's ruling that puts on hold the most controversial provisions of their immigration law. The federal judge in Arizona had said the law would put a burden on legal immigrants who are likely to be detained by mistake. The wildfire in Kern County is 25% contained, but it's already burned at least 30 homes and threatens 150 others. A fire in the Sequoia National Forest now covers 24 square miles and is only 5% contained. A 12,000-ton section of the tower of the New Bay Bridge was put in place today. KGO's Jeannie Lynch was on the scene. She says it all went exactly as planned. This is KGO.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days. But when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. Register now for a free 2-step prostate cancer screening starting in August. Call 800-216-5556.
Did you know that over time, high cholesterol can contribute to plaque buildup in arteries? But when diet and exercise alone aren't enough, adding prescription Crestor, rosuvastatin calcium, helps manage cholesterol in adults. And Crestor is proven to slow plaque buildup in arteries as part of a treatment plan to lower cholesterol to goal.
And now there's another great reason to learn about Crestor. It has the lowest average monthly copay of any brand name statin on most insurance plans. Individual costs may vary. Crestor is not right for everyone, like people with liver disease or women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests will check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medicines you are taking, or if you have muscle pain or weakness. That could be a sign of serious side effects.
See our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-800-CRESTOR or visit Crestor.com, where you can also get a free trial offer. Then talk to your doctor about Crestor. If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help.
Michael Golub from NP Solutions uses GoToMeeting for sales presentations to clients across the nation. Michael, tell us how you use GoToMeeting.
We use GoToMeeting quite often for doing remote demonstrations. So we're able to present to the prospects wherever they might be. Clients can sit in their office. We can have multiple clients on the same call with everybody staying in their home base. It saves time, it saves money, and it makes them more comfortable because they're in their home environment.
It sounds like GoToMeeting has really transformed your business.
I could not imagine living in a world where I had to get in my car and go visit 7 different cities in the course of 5 days to do what I can do now with GoToMeeting in 3 or 4 hours, sitting at my desk, drinking a cup of coffee.
Try GoToMeeting yourself today. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code FREE for a free 45-day trial. That's GoToMeeting.com and the promo code FREE.
Lately, the economy has presented challenges, yet it's also helped us focus on what matters most. That what's really important is finding a home that's right for you. And no one has more experience and expertise to help you than an agent who is a realtor. We're prepared to show you options, answer your questions, and guide you home. Visit houselogic.com/buy and sell for more information. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report is brought to you by New York Life Insurance Company. Give your family the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. Talk to your New York Life agent to see why they're the company you keep. To learn more, visit newyorklife.com/Bay Area.
All All right, we're going to talk about a concept that gets thrown around a lot, and yet we've never really dug into this. It's called luck. Luck, especially with athletes. And I have said before, athletes can be very suggestible, but this goes beyond that and gives us some real answers. You know, they talk here in terms of lucky underwear. Michael Jordan wore his lucky shorts from his national championship winning University of North Carolina days, and he wore it underneath his Chicago Bulls uniform. And it goes on to talk about all the athletes who, you know, have their little things. Serena Williams won't change her socks after winning, Lucky Charms, rituals, kissing a golf ball before a putt, goes on and on and on. And here, Jason Giambi used to have a pair of Lucky Thong underwear when his batting average would fall. Anyway, so let's talk about some studies here. Here's studies coming from Germany, a series of experiments. They had people try and make putts, you know, golf, many putts as possible on a putting green. Before the first attempt, each participant was handed a golf ball. Some were told, here is your ball. So far, it has turned out to be a lucky ball. The rest were given, this is the ball everybody has used so far. Everybody putted 10 times. Students using the lucky balls sank more putts. All right? Gets more complicated. A cube with 36 balls, little shells with the dimples. You know, that thing, you shake it around. It's really hard to do. You had to dip and twist a box to get the balls in a hole. First, you're given instructions from a moderator who said, that's in German here, I press the thumbs for you. This is German for, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. So half the people, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. The rest, a neutral direction. What do you think? Significant margin. People who were offered that their fingers were being crossed for them did better. Mental tests. A lucky charm, people did better. Reported feeling more confident about their ability to perform the task than when the chosen charm was tucked up beside them than when it was in the next room. Most telling, they tended to work harder and persevere longer at the tasks than the charmless group, believing that since luck was with them, they shouldn't quit so soon. Superstition improving performance. Underlying physiological mechanism, what is it? Does confidence, as I implied, inspire the lucky underwear person to have, say, lower anxiety, and that helps your performance? Reducing stress? Nobody really knows, but we suspect the superstitions are more common among the best athletes, the most invested and the hardest working, the very people you would expect who don't need luck. And they did another experiment here where superstitions flourish, particularly in situations where talent is nearing its limits. I won't get into the detail here, but when you know you're good and you're getting as good as you can get, you figure all you can count on is luck. Where if you're not so good at it, and this was a putting experiment again, you're not so good at it, you figure, luck's not going to help me. I'm lousy at it. So, make a long story short, I guess it's a type of placebo effect with athletes, but indeed, it does seem to help. So, good luck to you. All right, Bill, Dr. Dinadel, welcome to the program.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I've got a 50-year-old friend. He has hepatitis C, which has caused liver disease. He's gone from 220 pounds to 140. He's 6'2". Has no health insurance and no money to seek traditional treatment, and I'm worried to death about it. Is this terminal? Is there something he can do to, you know, get better without traditional medicine?
Yes, this could be terminal. And last month, doctors published an amazing study. They think they can now cure most hepatitis C. Before, we could cure most, by that I mean a little more than 50%. But now they've gilded the lily. And it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And I I would like to hear from someone who feels that people are not entitled to have health care. What do you do with a case like this? Here's a person, you know, that could die. Well, first off, he can get help. He can get, if depending on his money situation, because, as you know, if it were California and he applies to Medi-Cal, you got to have less than a certain amount of money. So you got to be really very poor. And this is where, you know, the middle class gets killed when they don't have health insurance. You're going to have to do some searching. There are ways of getting him some help. There are research studies, and this new treatment may be looking for people that they can include in their studies. And this is not going to have a happy outcome. That's all. It's not going to have a happy outcome. But I would urge you, if he works at it and the two of you work at it and do some homework, you should be able to find care. I just can't give you, a phone number off the top of my head. All right. But now you got your marching orders. Judy, Dr. Dean Adell, welcome to the program.
Hello. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. I have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I have for 5 years, and I'm treated every 12 weeks with Rituxan. Mm-hmm. My question is, I read something about the possibility of colonic irrigation being good to help get rid of the toxins when a person has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is it about baloney, or what do you think? Hmm.
Did they mention specifically, instead of saying just get rid of the toxins, but they said can help people who have toxins with lymphoma? Was that specifically mentioned, the word lymphoma?
Right. It mentioned non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes, well, they should go to jail. They're breaking the law. And I would report them. That is not only nonsense. I'm sensitive to this. I just lost a friend with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma who went into this alternative nonsense, and she's dead. Because, not like you, because you're being rational, you're getting real treatment. You're not being that stupid, of course. But evidently she was, and this was a bright woman. And she turned to homeopathy. If I could get my hands on that homeopath, well, I guess then I go to jail, and that's not helpful. This is where they cross a line. And colonics, flushing 30 gallons of fluid in your colon to cure a serious cancer that, without knowing your case, but is, 75-90% curable. Why would any rational person turn to this nonsense? So I'd love to know who that person is who's listing that, and try to bust them. That's a practice of medicine without a license. And when you start you can cheat. It is so easy to do this anyway, because as long as you don't mention you're going to cure diseases, but if you say, oh, this will help with toxins, first of all, there's no such thing as toxins. That in itself is nonsense, but people have a hard time understanding that. And there's no specific law about that. But when you say you're going to cure somebody with lymphoma by a super enema, then you've crossed a line. You've just crossed a line. And yet, we're adults. And some people would say in a free society, it's not a free society. You ought to be able to do what you want with your body. Well, you really can. And I kind of support that right. Nevertheless, I don't support the right of a quack. That's all. I just don't do that. You do not tolerate this in any other walk of life or any other area of consumer affairs. And why here in health, which is so, so important. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
The heat of summer has met its match, because Safeway is introducing Refresh, a full line of beverages that's simply quench-tastic. Just how good is Refresh? Absolutely sip-sational, all for a really great price. Right now with your club card, get 4 6-packs of Refresh soda cans for just $3.49. Plus, CRV in California, must buy 4. So pop open refreshment and pour yourself happy with Refresh, exclusively at Safeway. Plus, you'll find everything you need to make summer delicious, all at mouth-watering prices. This week with your club card, Foster Farms whole chicken is only 79 cents a pound. A pound of Sun World Superior Green Seedless Grapes is just 69 cents. And selected sizes and varieties of Ruffles potato chips are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
A quantum leap is defined as a dramatically large advance, especially in knowledge or method. The engineers at BMW define Quantum Leap as the all-new, redesigned BMW 5 Series. The latest chapter in ultimate driving machine history, the new 5 Series sports an unprecedented array of advances. A stunning new body style, a revolutionary active steering system that offers our most intuitively precise handling ever, a braking system that also generates power,
and a new benchmark in fuel efficiency up to 32 miles per gallon, unheard of for a midsize performance sedan. Experience this quantum leap, the 5 Series, for yourself at a BMW center today. Mileage claim based on 2011 EPA estimates of 22 city, 32 highway. Actual mileage may vary.
Hurry into your local BMW center and test drive the all-new 2011 BMW 5 Series. Take advantage of special offers for a limited time. Visit BayAreaBMW.com/finance for details.
Can your child play hours of video games but struggles with completing a single page of homework? Does he or she argue a lot? Does your child hear well but seems not to listen? Is reading a struggle? If your child experiences any of these symptoms, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, we specialize in identifying the true causes of your child's difficulties, and we are often able to help without the use of any medications. Pills do not fix the problem and often have negative side effects. So try skills before using pills, and don't let this summer go to waste. Call today for an appointment. Our offices of highly skilled professionals are located in Walnut Creek, San Mateo, Pleasanton, and Campbell. Call 877-893-2440. That's 877-893-2440. We can help you have a happier and healthier child. Call now at 877-893-2440 or log on to drugfreeadd.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Ron. Welcome to the program, Ron.
Hey, doctor. Quick question. I used to smoke about a pack and a half a day for about 20, 25 years. I switched over to one of the electronic cigarettes and was able to quit, you know, the day that I picked it up. I have gone through the different nicotine levels, and now I just use it with the non-nicotine flavors. Do you have any thoughts on that, positive, negative?
Well, listen, your story is extremely positive. I think these things could be positive. I don't know what all the fuss is about. I mean, the feds are, like, going crazy over this and not allowing the importation. It's mostly something available online. The Chinese are making them. They're terribly clever. You know, they're a little electronic deal with a battery and nicotine in it. And if I could convert every smoker in the world to just plain nicotine in any form whatsoever, I would. That would be a gain. You know, there'd be less lung cancer, less throat cancer, all kinds of things. The effect of nicotine in a body seems to be a lot less than the effect of cigarettes. It's just they haven't gone through all the hoops. If the FDA were so concerned, you know, about our health, you would think that they would spend a little more attention, but they've been emasculated by Congress, of course, you know, to all the ripoffs and the quackery that is rampant in health today. So I think they're really cool. I can't point to studies to see what people do. I've seen a lot of people use them, and they still use cigarettes, and they don't, you know, really get to where you have. But I think that one of the problems with quitting smoking, we've talked about it a lot, it has to do with the cigarette itself, the hand habit, the thing hanging out of your mouth. So it seems you've settled into a pattern. I don't see any difference between you and someone who's using nicotine gum or nicotine patch, etc. And I suspect if we did a direct head-to-head comparison with some advice, where you could go to a doctor or a clinic and get some protocols on how to use these things, that it might beat everything else hands down. But I can't say that. So I certainly would encourage you. And my gosh, now you're down to nothing, just the flavors. And obviously that little hand thing is helpful. It's like I see people quit drinking coffee walking around the newsroom with a hot cup of water, you know, because it's that warm cup. It's the mug. It's the hand thing. There's more to these habits than just the drug themselves, I guess. All right. So good on you. Good on you, mate. Let's talk to Walt. What's on your mind, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Adele. I was wondering what you think about these hand sanitizers all around and the liquids and the as compared to plain ordinary soap like we used to have, and is it helping with the spread of disease, these motion activated devices for towels in the bathroom so you don't touch the instrument so much?
Yeah, maybe by getting people to use them because you don't have to touch the thing, maybe that encourages people to wash their hands. I don't know. I've not seen a study on that. There are a lot of clever things like that around the world. I'm working backwards with your question here, Walt. For instance, you see more of them in Europe, but I've seen them in places, you know, these Dyson hand dryers. You know, the standard one, you hit the thing and it just blow dries your hands and it's this blows the water all over. They're slow and tedious. You just want to get back to the table in the restaurant. And these things, man, you stick your hand in and you pull it out and it's dry. They're amazing and probably pricier. So it's a high-end deal right now. So in terms of the hand sanitizers, well, they work. There have been studies to find that in hospitals and in daycare centers, they do seem to help. Do they help more than if people used soap and water as often? Probably not. Your implication about soap and water is correct, Walt, in that the sudsing action of the soap and the water is what moves germs off your hands. There's nothing really antibacterial about soap. Germs can live on soap. But the oil and grease-busting qualities of soap seem to loosen up bacteria on your skin. The thing with a hand sanitizer is you can carry them in your pocket. You don't carry a sink and, you know, with hot and cold water and a bar of soap in your pocket. So it's a convenience deal. I see them more and more, like I'm sure a lot of you have, at grocery stores, walking in and walking out. There's a, you know, one of these alcohol gel dispensers activated by, you know, just waving your hands in front of it, because they say that the shopping cart's one of the dirtiest things you encounter. And for people who just, especially cold and flu season, you know, want to use these things, it's a convenient way of doing it. So I think that's positive, not to make us all germ conscious, because most germs are not disease causing, as we said. And the few studies that have been done, as I mentioned, in hospitals and daycare centers, they do seem to be effective. Whether they make a bit of difference in the outside world, I don't know, because so many things you get by droplet, so many things you get because you stick your fingers in your mouth or your nose, and that's how the germs gain access to your body from your hands. All right, enough said. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Dr. Dinadel here.
It's a warm summer night in the city by the bay. The moonlight shimmers and dances across the water. The skyline glows with lights of every color. And above it all, what seems like a million stars sparkle in the sky. Celestial diamonds that glitter and radiate with the sparkle of summer.
You could wait for a special occasion to give spectacular Shreve & Company signature diamonds, but why? Cut to incredibly precise standards. Signature diamonds reflect back all the light that enters, making them far brighter and whiter than ordinary diamonds. Give her the sparkle of summer. Signature diamonds, the new standard of beauty. Available only at Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Posting Ranch just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
And now for the bonus round. If Rome wasn't built in a day, how long did it take?
3 business days. Oh, plus 1 Saturday.
Correct.
Oh.
A good man is hard to find. Why?
Because he's so small.
Correct. Netflix delivers movies by mail, and now what other way?
Directly to your TV.
Correct! Netflix now delivers movies 2 ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix! See terms of use.
Looking for the latest restaurant news? Need a one-stop source for dining information?
Introducing Inside Scoop SF,
the attitude and info of the popular San Francisco Chronicle column.
All in a must-visit website.
Visit InsideScoopSF.com for real-time reporting on restaurant openings.
Daily dining updates from local experts.
Juicy gossip and up-to-the-minute alerts about chefs, wines, and hot-button issues.
Plus, insight from Chronicle columnists and from local food industry insiders.
Feed your need to know.
Visit InsideScoopSF.com today.
I guess Jazz Fest was really the spark. That was Abby's first concert, and man, she was hooked. So the next day, her mother and I went down to the local music shop, used our city dividend card, and bought her first instrument. Look, I may be her dad, but flat out, the kid was musical. I mean, we were thinking she could very well be a prodigy. So we decided to rent something else. We took our city card and hit the music store again. And again. Her talent was raw, but, you know, I mean, undeniable. Which is funny, because neither Jan or I could even carry a tune. Anyhow, we'd put all our purchases on our city dividend card, which earned us some cash back, which we used for Abby's newest interest, tennis. I know I'm her dad, but seriously, I think she can go pro.
Use the city dividend card for all your purchases. Use the cash back to unlock your kids' talents. All of them. What's your story? The city dividend card can help you write it. Learn more at stories.city.com.
Everybody, welcome to the program. Let's talk to Jerry. How are you doing, Jerry? Welcome.
I'm doing okay, Dr. Dean, except for my one-inch hiatal hernia, which has been bothering me, of all places, on the golf course. I can play about 8 holes, and then the pain across my diaphragm prevents me from making a decent swing. Not that I'm a great golfer by any stretch. And I'm just wondering if there's anything besides surgery to create or improve that condition.
That's interesting. Tell me about the discomfort. A hiatal hernia, as you know, what it normally does is compromises the sphincter between your esophagus and your stomach, so you get like a heartburny kind of feeling. Is that the general feeling that you associate with a hiatal hernia?
I get that also, but the feeling that I'm getting is more of a dull pain right across the top of my diaphragm.
Yeah, you do me a favor. I just have to have, because of the nature of this program, a high index of suspicion, only because no one ever calls this program with a symptom where there aren't other people who have it. I want you to go to your doctor and I just want to make sure that this isn't something to do with your heart, because it's happening at a certain point in the game where hiatal hernia has to do, often people complain with, you know, knee squeeze or bear down or pressure or how they sit or with certain sports, etc. But for the life of me, I just can't understand why it's affecting you more at that point in the game other than exertion. And it is not the usual symptom. It should be like you always experience with hiatal hernia. As you know, there's surgical options. And if you were to take a couple of heavy antacids, that should reduce the typical symptoms of acid in your stomach. And that could be one way to do the test yourself, but I'm still uncomfortable with that. And I don't know how carefully and how long ago they diagnosed your hiatal hernia, as I said, a weakness in the diaphragm. Now, you can get esophageal cramping, and I've actually had that myself, and I have a hiatal hernia, where I get a dull pain. It's not heartburn, and it's a dull, it's like a spasm, you know, that I think occurs at the esophageal. Man, I'm going to get checked up myself. I've had it all my life, though. Kind of a spasm, across the front, and that could be due to it, and that's a different symptom with different treatments, okay? So go complain to your doctor, would you? I'd like to get you checked out. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. That is the program. Join us for the next.
Nurse means noble. Nurse means selfless. Mothers nurse their children. You nurse someone back to health. If there were ever a group of people more on the give side of the give-take continuum, it would be news to us. I mean, why does one become a nurse? Because working 8 at night to 10 in the morning is so appealing? Because the glamour of day-to-day encounters with a wide variety of bodily fluids is too much to resist? Nurses are nurses because their capacity to care is colossal. Their sympathy, superhuman. Even when you try to act all steely and businesslike, you can't fool us. We still see the love in the tough. We can still hear that gargantuan heart all squishy with compassion thumping away. So while too often you yield the spotlight for just this moment, we're asking all the nurses out there to do what clearly doesn't come natural and take a bow. Kaiser Permanente, may our 45,000 nurses all live long and thrive.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to kgoradio.com.